The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Fund. To find out more, go to hiwcf.org.uk.
Rhianna, this is your first time here, isn't it?
Yeah.
And just tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 14.
And what town are you from?
Newport.
And what's your hobbies?
I like playing football and I'm in the Medina Marching Band.
All right, let's skip the Medina Marching Band for a minute. Let's cut to the interesting bit. You love football.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
Like 4 or 5 years.
Okay, and you, who do you play for?
Newport Girls.
Newport Girls, and you play regular?
Yeah, I play like every Saturday. And then I also am in the school football team as well.
Excellent. So school football team as well. Mm-hmm. Do they play 11-a-side or 7-a-side in schools?
I think it's like 11-a-side, but sometimes you have to do less if they don't have enough players.
Right, okay. Because I know my son used to play football, and it was a bit awkward, because when he got up to, I think it was 9 or 11, they played 7-a-side, and then it all changed, and they had to play the full-on 11-a-side, and it all got a bit complicated. And they were able to mix until the ages of, I think it was either 7 or 8 or 9, lads and young girls were able to play in the same teams. And now I'm guessing they separate it out at some point. Around, I don't know, 9, 10, is that right?
I think so. In school, we just have a girls and boys team, but outside of school, there's like a girls and boys team together.
All right, which is always nice, isn't it? You know, but let's talk about you for a minute. What's your position?
Midfielder, but sometimes I go in defence.
So midfielder.
I just play it all like sports.
Doing a lot of running, a lot of fitness.
Yeah.
And you really focus on you know, fitness. And what you eat and so on. So you have a nice big breakfast.
Yeah.
Now tell me the truth. Do you know what? We started talking about penalty shootouts as well, off air. And you said you've got to take part in one this week. Is that right?
Yeah, on the weekend there's like a football reunion, which is like Southampton against like Newport. And my PE teacher's in it.
Oh, wow.
And like at half time, the under 12s and 14s are doing a penalty shootout, and then the under 10s are like being the mascots.
Brilliant. So you're looking forward to that then?
Yeah.
So you're going to be like penalty. Is there a trick for taking a penalty?
I just normally aim for their left bottom corner because it just goes in.
Well, don't tell them that because they'll know, won't they? She's going left bottom corner. All right. You have to change it, don't you? You have to vary it, I guess. Yeah. Now, I know you're going to be doing podcasts over the next couple of weeks, and you mentioned Harry Kane. One of them was going to be Harry Kane, and he is an exceptional penalty taker, and he doesn't always go bottom left. All right, he goes everywhere, so there's something to learn from that. Who's your favourite player of all time?
Ella Toon.
Come on, tell us why Ella Toon.
I don't know. I just like how she plays and that she's a really good scorer.
Is she in your? Does she play in your position, midfield?
Yeah, and she plays up front as well.
Okay, she plays for England and was part of the team that won the Euros a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And also Man United, and you went to see the game at the weekend.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty good.
It was only the FA Cup final.
She scored 2 goals.
2 goals. Did you cheer?
Yeah.
So you said you don't have a team to support, but you went to see Man United in the cup final and you cheered them on. So I'm guessing you're a Man United fan.
I just cheered both of them on, not going to lie.
Okay.
But we had to sit in the Spurs bit, so it was like we were in the losing end.
Oh, right. With all them Spurs fans.
Yep.
Oh, how sad. So let's talk about the Medina. Is it marching band as well?
Yeah.
So what do you play in the band?
The Glockenspiel.
The Glockenspiel.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. So do you have to march around with that?
Yeah, it's really heavy.
Yeah, I'll bet. So how big and heavy is this then?
I wouldn't say it's that big. It's not like as big as a piano, but I don't really know the size.
But if it's big and heavy, I mean, how do you manage that?
When I started, I was just, like, apparently really good, and I just got the hang of it because, like, I was good on the piano, and then, like, I just started marching with it.
And how long have you been doing this for?
Like, 2 or 3 years.
Oh, excellent. And you enjoy it, obviously.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you wouldn't carry that blooming great heavy thing around, would you?